is a Cincinnati edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. To expand or not to expand Ohio's Medicaid program? That's the question facing Ohio lawmakers after they return to the state capitol in Columbus after Labor Day. Any decision on such an expansion most likely must be made by September 30th if the changes are to take effect on January 1st. There are sharp arguments on both sides of the Medicaid debate, and this hour you'll hear about them. You can join the conversation, too. Our phone number is 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Again, 513-419-7100. Joining us in the studio are Democratic State Senator Eric Kearney, who supports Medicaid expansion, and Republican State Senator Bill Seitz, who's opposed. And joining us from the Ohio State House is Karen Kassler, who's a reporter for Ohio Public Radio and covers the state legislature. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Karen, let me start with you. And what I'd like for you to do is, if you can take some time here at the beginning of the show to just frame this issue for us and tell us how we got to this point.
Well, it'll take a little bit of time here. We're going to have to go back to February when Governor Kasich first proposed expanding Medicaid in his budget. He was very clear when he said this, though, that he did not consider this what he calls Obamacare, which he opposes. Now, his budget would have expanded Medicaid to around 275,000 Ohioans, making 138% of the federal poverty level, which is just under $27,000, actually $26,951 for a family of three. And the governor's rationale for expansion was that the state could capture $13 billion federal dollars over the next 7 years to help deal with what is the single largest part of the state budget, which is Medicaid. He also put a lot of emotion and his personal faith into his arguments, saying that expansion would help the poor, the disabled, the addicted, the mentally ill, and other people who can't afford health insurance on their own because they simply don't make enough money. Well, critics said expansion would add to the federal debt and that no one had really any idea how many people would join the Medicaid rolls. It could be hundreds of thousands, more than 275,000. The House then stripped Medicaid expansion from Governor Kasich's budget. The Senate did likewise. But the rejection of expansion actually helped create what was really kind of a unique and unlikely coalition just 2 years after the defeat of Senate Bill 5. Some Democrats and progressive groups and union groups teaming up with Governor Kasich to push for Medicaid expansion. Now, over time, Democratic lawmakers have said that the governor wasn't doing enough to push expansion with lawmakers over whom they felt that he had some degree of influence. But you still have many Republican lawmakers who seem unmoved. Now, Speaker Bill Batchelder had said earlier this year that at one point he had had about 20 members of his caucus who would rather shoot themselves than vote for expansion. I don't know if that's still the case, but certainly there are a lot of members of the Republican caucus who really don't feel that expansion is the right way to go. Now, Kasich remains one of the few Republican governors who does support Medicaid expansion. Chris Christie in New Jersey does. Jan Brewer in Arizona did. Also, Rick Snyder up north in Michigan does. Kasich had insisted that if Ohio passes Medicaid expansion, there would be what was called a circuit breaker, which would allow Ohio to roll back an expansion if, for some reason, the federal government did not live up to its part of the deal here. And its part of the deal would be to pay 100% of the cost for at least the first year or two of the expansion, and then 90% of the cost after that, then gradually trickling down to lower levels. So as it stands now, we have three major Medicaid-related bills in the legislature. We have one from Republican Representative Barbara Sears of Sylvania that would expand Medicaid as Kasich wants. We also have a bipartisan bill sponsored by Republican Senator Dave Burke of Marysville and Democratic Senator Capri Cafaro of Hubbard near Youngstown that would reform Medicaid. And then we have another from Cafaro, which would both expand and reform Medicaid. Now, there are hearings going on the Burke bill. There was one in Dayton this week. There was one in Cleveland last week. Those on-the-road hearings also include tours of hospitals which support Medicaid expansion. Also, on a side note here, there is a bill that was introduced last week by Republican John Becker of Cincinnati that would cut Medicaid all the way back to federal minimums and eliminate the Medicaid buy-in program for people with disabilities, which would mean big savings for the state, but a lot fewer people, including children and pregnant women, on the state's Medicaid rolls. Now, conservatives tell me that's similar to reforms that Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is considering. Liberals say that would take Ohio back to what England looked like when Charles Dickens was alive. So what you have right now is Democrats wanting Governor Kasich to call the legislature back into session to deal with this. That's not going to happen. Speaker Bill Batchelder said this week that lawmakers will be back in October. He added this comment when it was mentioned to him that Governor Kasich says that Medicaid expansion is not Obamacare.
He does?
Yeah.
Well, God love him. I'm sure he does. And he talks about expansion. I don't think that's a good idea. Reform is a good idea. So we will have language doing those kinds of things. It's been pretty tough, frankly.
And Batchelder and others have said that some kind of Medicaid reform package will pass by the end of the year. That's where we are right now.
So if Speaker Batchelder says that the House is not going to come back until October, is the September 30th deadline moot? And can anything, is it still possible to do it after September 30th?
Yes, of course.
Senator Kerning?
Yeah, I mean, of course you can still do it after that point. There are a couple of points that I think that the people should know. One is that if we were to enact Medicaid expansion after October 1st, it would still go into effect, let's say, approximately 90 days after the bill was passed and put into law. The administration is already taking steps as if the Medicaid expansion were to occur sometime here in the near future. And the other thing is, despite what the Speaker says, the Speaker can call the House back into session. I know that we in the Senate are anticipated to have, I think, 2 or 3 days in September, and we could easily get it done during that time period. So I still think there's reason for optimism. I'm still working hard. All the members of our caucus are working hard, and we're trying to work in a bipartisan manner in order to get it done in as quickly as possible.
But the only significance of the September 30 date is that the first day on which the federal government provides the money is January 1st. So if we don't act by September 30th, we wouldn't be first in the queue to collect the 100% federal match that will exist for the first 3 years of this expansion program. So that's really the only significance of the September 30 date. As Eric pointed out, we could act after that and then get the money 90 days after we acted. So we would be not forsaking the project completely if we did not act by September 30.
And there are already 28 states ahead of us.
There are 25 states that have so far voted to expand Medicaid.
And I think it's interesting about the 20.
West.
Yeah, Michigan, Indiana, Arizona.
Indiana did not.
Well, Indiana is about
Kentucky.
To. But
right.
this is the interesting part about Michigan, our neighbor to the north. Republican governor and Republican legislature were able to somehow find their way to Medicaid expansion.
Right. But 25 states have voted to accept the expansion or acted by executive order to effectuate the expansion. 21 states have said no, and there are 4 or 5 states, including Ohio, that have yet to make up their mind.
Executive action is not an option in Ohio.
I disagree with that. Technically speaking, the governor can, by executive order, accept the expansion. But he would need some degree of legislative approval, either through the General Assembly or this funky little instrument called the Controlling Board, to appropriate the money that he thereby accepts. And the latest that we hear from numerous sources is that the governor is prepared to act by executive order in October and to seek controlling board approval to appropriate the money. The controlling board is a small subset of legislators who are generally picked for their ability to do as instructed. So,
wow.
So
that's
so,
a way to describe it, Bill.
So we may find that route is the route that ultimately is taken.
Karen, are you hearing anything? You're in Columbus. Are you hearing anything about that it may come through an executive order and bypass the legislature?
I specifically asked the governor the last time I had a chance to talk to him in Wilmington, as a matter of fact, about that. We were asking him if indeed an executive order was possible. He said, you'll have to talk to my legal counsel about that. I said, are you talking to your legal counsel about that? And he said, maybe. So that certainly implies that there's something going on behind the scenes. It's not a surprise, I don't think, considering he's been very supportive of Medicaid expansion from the beginning. And I would expect that he would, he said several times, he will do whatever he can to make it happen.
Do you know if the governor is having any conversations privately with GOP lawmakers trying to change their minds?
He says he is, and his budget director has said publicly that he is. And you keep hearing about these sorts of meetings. We're not invited, but these things are happening. And but the question is still, you still have several Republican lawmakers who do not want to see this happen. And whether they can be swayed, that's the real question.
Is he having those discussions, Bill?
I can only speak for myself. I have not talked to the governor himself about this subject ever. I have spoken to Mr. Moody and Mr. McCarthy, who are two of his Medicaid gurus, so I have a pretty good feel for what they think and what I told them. So I have talked to them, but not the governor personally.
Would this even be an issue if it were not tied to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, if this was just a separate piece of legislation? We're going to expand Medicaid around the country, and it's not tied to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Would it be more palatable to Republicans?
I think, you know, Jay, to be candid, as Justice Roberts observed in the Supreme Court opinion on Obamacare, the twin pillars of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, are the individual mandate that everyone must purchase insurance or pay a tax, and the expansion of Medicaid eligibility. So the concept that expansion is not part of Obamacare, which the governor likes to say, is simply not true. There's no question that because the two were linked in the same act, that has caused a number of my colleagues to get their hackles up over the whole thing. But I think independent of Obamacare, we would still have a discussion about whether it really makes sense in the long run to depend on the federal government keeping its promise of a forever 90% match rate. I don't think they're going to be able to sustain that.
Karen, we're going to know you're going to be leaving our conversation. Is there anything you want to add here in a few seconds before we have to let you go?
In that conversation with Speaker Batchelder, he had said that this was going to be the top priority for the legislature when they do come back in October. And so this is not going away anytime soon. And certainly this is going to dominate the discussion as we go to the end of the year.
State House correspondent Karen Kassler joined us from Columbus. And Karen, we thank you for your time this afternoon.
Great to be here. Thanks.
And we're going to continue our conversation in just a moment. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.